and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. Way back in episode 3, Steve touched lightly on the bossa nova. This lovely lilting music from Brazil continues to be featured by jazz groups from all over the world. So today we get a little deeper, listening to examples of this new wave music from important jazz saxophonists such as Paul Desmond, Joe Henderson, Cannonball Adderley, as well as a surprise from Canadian jazz singer Emily Claire Barlow. Here is Steve Gedrose.
Hi, everybody. Welcome and thanks to coming out to Jazz Yukon's Jazz in the Hall show here at the Old Fire Hall. This evening, vocalist Lucy DeSaunier and her Grupo Contra a Corriente present Strictly Bossa. This talented band will play what Lucy considers to be some of the finest songs from the history of the bossa nova. Bossa nova is a genre of Brazilian music, which was popularized in the 1950s and 60s. It's comprised of a combination of the samba beat with the sensibility and harmonic sophistication of jazz. My focus tonight will be to present some of my favorite tracks as interpreted by jazz artists. Many, many jazz records have included bossa nova tunes or at least songs inspired by the great Brazilian classics. Jazz artists have approached the bossa from a number of different directions. Some have chosen to record tunes by such Brazilian composers as Antonio Carlos Jobim, Silvia Telles, Roberto Menescal, and Luiz Bonfa. Some of these recordings use the talents of Brazilian players, while others have employed North American jazz artists. Another group of musicians have adapted songs from a variety of sources and applied the bossa rhythms to them. This first track I'd like to share is a jazz artist interpretation of a classic Jobim melody using a Canadian rhythm section. Alto saxophonist Paul Desmond was a founding member of the famous Dave Brubeck Quartet through the 1950s and early 60s. His pianist leader overshadowed him, even though he composed one of the group's most famous tunes called Take Five. This all changed when Brubeck's quartet broke up in 1967. Desmond had been on sabbatical from music when he was offered an opportunity for a gig at Toronto's Bourbon Street nightclub. Desmond wanted to include jazz guitarist Jim Hall in his band, and who wouldn't? Hall was not available, but he recommended his colleague Ed Bickert for the job. The other members of this quartet were Canadian jazz legend Don Thompson on bass, Jerry Fuller at the drums. They truly inspired Desmond, as you'll hear on this first musical example. I'd like to play an excerpt from a recording that this group made in late October and early November 1975. This is Paul Desmond's take on the beautiful song Wave, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim. Desmond once described his sound on alto as like a dry martini. I think you'll know why when you hear this track. This is number one, please, Jim. This is Wave from Paul Desmond. Thank you. from Paul Desmond. My next sample is taken from a recording that tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson made in 1994. During this period, veteran jazz man Joe Henderson was enjoying a major boost in his popularity for a series of tribute albums that he made for the Verve label in the 1990s. He made Lush Life, the music of Billy Strayhorn in 1991, So Near, So Far, Musings for Miles in 92, and Double Rainbow, the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim in 1994. He had invited Jobim to participate, but the composer was too ill. In fact, he passed away about 1 month after these sessions were recorded. Henderson enlisted two groups to play this music. The first five tracks feature a quartet of Brazilian musicians, while the final seven tracks employ a trio of American jazz players. I'd like to sample a tune with the all-star American trio of Herbie Hancock on piano, Christian McBride bass, and Jack DeJohnette at the drums. This is a great example of North American jazz artists interpreting this lush music from Brazil. This is number two, please, Jim. This is a tune called Triste, written by Jobim and recorded by Joe Henderson. Thank you. Triste by the great Joe Henderson. This next sample is an excerpt from a recording called Cannonball's Bossa Nova, Cannonball Adderley with the Bossa Rio Sextet of Brazil. This was recorded in New York on several days in December 1962. Cannonball Adderley was a very well-respected jazz alto saxophonist who had joined this super sextet of Miles Davis in the late 1950s. As with many musicians who played with Miles, this association made his reputation. In 1959, he reformed a quartet with his brother, cornet player Nat Adderley. This group went on to achieve much success throughout the world. In 1962, Cannonball decided to explore the bossa nova, which was extremely popular at the time. He recruited a top-flight band of Brazilian players, including a young Sergio Mendes on piano and drummer Dom Ramal. Both of these gentlemen went on to much success on the American music scene. Mendes with his Brazil 66 group, and Ramal, who was an early member of the pioneering jazz fusion band Weather Report. Adderley felt that to truly explore this new bossa nova style, he needed Brazilian players who were immersed in it. He was not disappointed, as the music they recorded sounds every bit as hip today as it did in 1962. The song is called Sambops, was written by Mauricio Einhorn and the sessions guitarist Durval Ferreira. This tune is a hybrid of the samba rhythm common to bossa nova and the fast tempo, upbeat melody line and instrumentation of the bebop style of jazz. It kind of sounds like bossa on steroids. So this is number three, please, Jim. This is Sambops from Cannonball's Bossa Nova.
Hey!
is cooking. Cannonball Adderley, Sam Bops. My final example this evening is in a different direction. This is a novel use of a bossa nova feel that has been adapted to a song from another genre. This is Canadian jazz singer Emily Claire Barlow's rendition of Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. This unlikely combination was included on Barlow's The Beat Goes On CD from 2010, where she reimagined songs that were popular in the 1960s. Emily Claire is listed as the arranger on this record, but guitarist extraordinaire Reg Schwager ably supports her, having spent many years studying the music of Brazil. White Horse audiences were treated to a rendition of this song when Emily Claire was here in March of 2011 when she played a concert up at the Yukon Arts Center. When I was doing my research, I came up with an interesting parallel. The lyrical themes found in Bossa Nova include, and this is no surprise, women, love, longing, homesickness, nature, and the best of youth. After the Brazilian coup d'etat in 1964, some of the lyrics became more political, referring explicitly to people's struggles and loss of liberty. These are not unlike the themes of Bob Dylan's lyrics. Who would have guessed that the sardonic words to the songs originally released on Dylan's second album called The Free Wheel and Bob Dylan from 1963 would work so well with the bossa beat? Just one of the remarkably fresh takes on well-known songs that Barlow has come up with on her Beat Goes On CD. As I'm featuring sax players tonight, I should mention that the tenor on this track is played by friend of Jazz Yukon, Kelly Jefferson from Toronto. This is number four, please, Jim. This is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Emily Claire Barlow.
But we, 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 but we,
I think it's safe to say that the beat does indeed go on in more ways than one, as this sultry style of music from Brazil has forever influenced musicians across the globe. The legacy of Jobim and his contemporaries continue to fuel the imaginations of jazz players, and the jazz world is a better place for it. That concludes my brief look at bossa nova as it relates to jazz music. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Welcome back from that trip to the sunny shores of Brazil. We hope you enjoyed Steve's talk and listening to one of that nation's most successful exports, the sultry sounds of the bossa nova. We recorded this presentation in February 2016. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented live by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.